Carly is from Dromore. Morning to you, Carly.
Morning.
Morning to you. Now, you're from Dromore, but where are you right now?
In Spain, in Vallisrubia.
In Spain?
Yes.
And tell me what your situation is.
We flew on Wednesday when the situation started, and we were through security and went to lift money, obviously for a holiday rental. Kenny, we were just going to withdraw it in the airport because it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and there was no money in the account. So we thought maybe it was just because it was too early, and you know, it was too early. I'll show later on. So we kept trying, and nothing. So I've got a 1-year-old and a 9-year-old with me. We had no milk for the baby or anything. And then we tried on the plane, and our card got declined. Luckily, EasyJet crew were brilliant, and they actually gave us some of their bottled crew water because we had no money. So then we got into Alicante Airport, and I phoned Ulster Bank, and I was told it would just be an hour, and then the money would show. So we got into a taxi, which was pre-arranged, knowing that it took an hour and a half to 2 hours to get to our destination, and I thought by that time the money would be in, and it wasn't. So luckily we were renting a private villa, and the lady who owned it explained to the taxi driver in Spanish what had happened, and that, and he agreed to come back the next day to try and get the money he was owed for the taxi fare.
It's a nightmare for you.
By this time we hadn't packed that too many nappies because of the weight in the cases. So by Wednesday night, we've run out of nappies for the baby. Thursday, some money did go in, but then since then, no money's gone in.
You must be, Carly,
with no money at all for a holiday, and it's totally destroyed again.
Have you phoned the Ulster Bank and asked for help?
I've phoned them about 7 or 8 times off my mobile. Eventually, yesterday, I did get a call back. About 5 days later from when obviously we started the phone calls.
So hold on a minute. It took, Carly, 1 second. I know there's a delay in the line, but it took the Ulster Bank. You're trapped abroad with no money, essentially. And you started phoning the Ulster Bank 5 days ago. It took them 5 days to return your call.
Yeah. 5 days. And they returned my call yesterday because I refused to speak to the normal call centre and asked to speak to a manager. Which I'd done previously because I'd given them time after time, but they never would put me through. They said to me, surely you must have friends or family who can send you money by Western Union. And I said, no. So they yesterday they arranged that they would send some money by Western Union, which I couldn't access anyway yesterday because it's a Sunday and the post office here was closed. So I'm going to try this morning to go to the Western Union and see what's happened, and you know, hopefully that money will show. But I'm under no circumstances. This won't be over today. I've checked my account today, and money that should have gone in on Friday, Saturday, still haven't hit the Ulster account. So I think it will be a long stretch our holiday will be over, I think, before this is even fixed.
And when you were phoning Ulster Bank day after day over that 5 day period, what was happening? Why couldn't you get them to help you?
They just kept saying that the systems are still down. They can't access anything. And family that can help me.
But this is not the public message that they are giving out through their pieces of paper, through their statements. They're trying to portray an image that when customers are asking for help, they're doing their very best to help. Now, you're disabled. Did the Ulster Bank help you over that 5 day period?
No. Today will be the first time if it goes through to Western Union, as they promised yesterday, today will be the first time that we've received anything in the way of help. At one point I did explain that. I had no groceries with a self catering villa that we've left. And obviously I'd rather that because of privacy reasons. So that's what we chose to do. There's nothing we can do. Even when we've done this apparent Western Union, they didn't even ask me any security or anything. They said, how do you spell your name on the system? They didn't ask my address, my date of birth, nothing. This morning, hopefully, sent it. there was no check who I was, or
Carly,
I was being...
We're starting to lose you on the line, but clearly you're in a desperate situation. Let's see if you get that money today.